So we're going to look on page 187, and that's Siman Tav Pei Tes, which is equivalent to 489, right? Because yesterday we were covering more of the details about the minhagim of the Omer. As far as Avelus, that was in Tav Tzadi Gimel. So now we're going to do the actual mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So amongst the various issues we want to talk about is whether Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa, whether it's the Rabbanon, exactly when you should count, how you should count, what if you miss a day. So the Mechaber writes, Beleil Sheni, Achar Tfilas Arvis. So we're in the second day of Pesach, and it makes no difference whether we're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutzlar, it's always going to be the second night of Pesach. So after Arvis, and then we have to see exactly what it means after Arvis. Some of the minhag of after Aleinu, some do it before Aleinu. Is maschilin lispar haomer? We have to count the Omer. So let's already look at the Mishnah Berurah straight away, and he says kosvach ronim the Omer mayriv hashayach liyom sheni. Afilu chal leil sheni b'motzi Shabbos. Okay, this is already the laws of Yontif as far as tefillah is concerned. He says af pi de b'shar chagim shechal yom rishon b'Shabbos omim me arvis shal yom rishon b'leil sheni shani hocha v'amayrif hu mi inyan shal sfira. So he says it's the Sfiras HaOmer that sort of carries us over here. In other words, there's a din that we should say Mayriv of Yom Sheni, right? Even if it's Motzi Shabbos. So you would have said that on Motzi Shabbos in regard to other Chagim, other holidays, if the holiday falls out on Yom Rishon, so we say the Arvis of Yom Rishon on the second night. In other words, we don't want to do it on Shabbos. But here, because of Sfira, we're going to do it. He doesn't go into detail here. In the Be'er Halacha, he goes into more detail here. Okay, now he says, Lispar HaOmer. Let's look in the Be'er Halacha. He says, Das HaRama B'Chinuch, even today we have a mitzvah d'oraisa of counting the Omer. He says, "Achein das haturba shulchanof kava poskim she'ena bitzman hazeh el zekel amigdash shekrivu haomer." Notice that the question is whether the Sfiras HaOmer is an independent mitzvah or it's part of the mitzvah of hakravas haomer. If it's part and parcel of Mitzvah Akrovas Omer, it depends on Akrovas Omer. Today we don't have Akrovas Omer, then it's only Zechel in English. If on the other hand, it's an independent mitzvah of counting the Omer, it means counting the days of the Omer when they brought the Omer during the English, that would make it into a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah not Torah. And he points out that the Gemara itself seems to support the opinion that it's Zechel in English.
When you say
Zeven,
that it's
the Rambam. That it's only the Rambam. He says that the Rambam is not alone over here. It's also Rabbeinu Yeshaya, it's also Shiboli Aleket, it's also Rabbeinu Binyamin.
Yeah,
the Rav Yoh. And the Ozarua quotes all these shittas that they hold like Rambam, it's Doraisim Bizman Hazeh. So it's not the Rambam that's a lone ranger over here. Umash begam Arzarua Moda. It seems like Yozarua not only quotes the Rav Yoh and others, but he agrees with them. And he has a bunch of other Rishonim here that are quoted in the Sefer Itur. And it's a Doraisa.
And if one holds it's a Doraisa, one would not say the Harachaman after counting.
Right. He might say the Rachma for a different reason, because he's waiting for the Omer. You know that on this occasion he reminds himself of the Akrovas Omer. then he says that the, you know, the implication as to whether it's Doraisa, so whether repercussion, what my nafkin mean, or whether it's Doraisa or Rabbanon, he says in terms of Tmimos, that the concept of Tmimos means that we should be counting at the beginning of the night, so the entire day is counted. He says if it's been on Torah, according to the Rambam and all these shitas, then we should be very makpid not to give up a night without Sfira. And if it's only a Zecher, okay, fine, it's not tragic if he postponed it till later in the night or maybe even into the morning. But if we're dealing with the Doraisa, Tmimos Tiena, Tmimos means the entire day should be counted, then we have to be very careful to count at night, to be makpid on Tmimos. And he says the tour himself, the Bala Itur is Docha Devre Mitam Sphere, somebody done less of it, right? Ashta Leka Lo Avav Lo Karvon, but Lekali Duke Vitmimos. Notice the Bala Itur seems to imply that if it were, if Sphere someone would Doraisa, he himself doesn't hop on the bus, but then we would have to be very careful about Tmimos. Omnom Yeshlomo Ktsas the Sfirulu the Afsha who rafted Zechla Migdash Asura Bodikein Doraisa, the Dafka Tmimos. Could be that we want to be makpid on Tmimos, even if we accept the Shita that's only Zechla Migdash, but nevertheless the Rabbana made it into like a Doraisa. It's as if the Migdash is standing. Lefi Zay Sad Gadol Minogenishon Zahim Shalispar at Sesako Chodin. He says it makes sense that we should be very makbid not to count the Omer too early before Tzeisah Kochav, because according to the Shitas that's Doraisa, you want to count at night, not earlier than the night. But then he writes, Achakach Matzasi Kein Tzeh Gambel Yo Rabba El Shol Zohar Kon Hani Gdol Shekasam. So the El Rabba.
So isn't it an anomaly that it seems like most rabbis, they hold that the Rabbanim,
right,
but they treat it like it's a right to it, where they hold off and count.
Right. So even if it's the Rabbanim in secular English, but we want to treat it very, very seriously. So let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Achar Tfilas Arvis Kodem Olenu. Now, Olenu is the closing tefillah, and if we want to integrate the Sfira into the fabric of tefillah, we want to make sure we get it under the wire before the Olenu. The Kol Mashiach Shalak Duvim Makdimah. He says not only that, it's already nightfall, so the earliest time you can count, the better. So why wait till after Olenu? And that's Tmimos. Tmimos means the first opportune moment at night, so the entire day is counted. In other words, there's an overlap here of two svaras that lead you to the same conclusion that Sfira should be counted before Olenu. One is that Olenu should be the closing, and number two is Kol Ma'adi Efshalak Dumi Makdimon. We want to make it as early as possible. What I'm confused about is what's the relation between Sfira Salomon and Tefillah? I mean, it's very nice that you daven Ma'ariv, and now you want to count Sfira because that's the earliest time for Sfira, but that it should be integrated into Tefillah such that it has to come before Olenu, before the finito of Tefillah, I don't see why. Unless maybe Zecher LeMikdash itself is a kind of Tefillah, that whenever we're remembering the Mikdash, we're asking Hashem to please bring back the Mikdash. We don't have the mitzvah sphere somewhere. We're asking that we should get the mitzvah sphere somewhere, build the mikdash. So maybe that's a supplication and should be integrated into the fabric of tefillah. Hence, it should be counted before Olenu. I have this suffix every day almost of the sphere, whether or not I should wait till the shots, you know, counts the Omer. And it really depends upon whether there's any relationship between the Omer and tefillah. If there's no relationship, then I might as well count the earliest time, even if I'm on my way to Dav Ma'ariv. Why should I wait till... Another issue is there any kiyum of tzibur?
What do you mean to the Shas count? Wait. Count it beforehand, count it later.
In other words, it's already nightfall, but I didn't get to Ma'ariv yet. I'm on my way, or I'm busy, and I'm going an hour later, or 5 minutes later, whenever it is. Should I count now because Tmiros? Or should I wait until the Shliach Tzibur at the end of davening, you know, and daven together, count the Omer together with the Tzibur? I mean, if the Mishnah Berurah is right that it's part of the Tefillah, and hence it has to come before Aleinu, maybe I should wait till I daven. On the other hand, I have Tmiros and I want to count as early as I can. So I'm confused about this almost on a nightly basis. Like last night, for example, I didn't daven Ma'ariv till about 10 p.m. And I could have counted the Omer at 8 p.m. Why should I wait 2 hours to count?
The principle of counting connected to, what's the expression?
Barovah Majah Smelach, right? Is there? I don't know, that's what I'm wondering. Is there an element of tzibur?
But then that, I don't see anything here. The first night, there's the custom counting after the Seder. In many Haggadahs, they show the counting at the end.
But do people actually wait? They postpone to count the Omer until after the Seder.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They don't do it in Shul.
Yeah. That's
well.
In many Chagadas, they have the Sefirat Omer right at the end.
But like, let's say, for example, in your Shul, on the second night of
Shul, they can.
But I'm they
saying,
do count.
Yeah. But I'm saying
maybe it's only in the Haggadah for those who aren't in Shul or something.
Oh, you think so?
But I'm asking a different question. You know, if there seems to be a real push here for Tmimos, especially if you hold it d'oraisa. But he says even if you hold it Sefer Migdal. So Tmimos means you want to make sure that the first opportune moment you count. That's why he wants you to count before Aleinu. I mean, how long does it take you to say Aleinu? But you gain that extra 2 minutes. That's also Tmimos. So if I know I'm going to daven at 10, why shouldn't I count at 8? So you're saying maybe Barov HaMajas Melech, what Tzibur. That's why I would love. I'm hoping that by the end of today, we'll get some sort of clue as to, it's really one question, but I'll break it down into two. A, is there any relationship between Sefira and Tefillah? And B, is there any relationship between Sefira and the Tzibur? You can always say it's a good idea to wait for the Tzibur to make sure you get the right number. You know, that's a different issue. You know, sometimes you can get confused with the number if you show up in Shul. But
I think many places who count after Aleinu, it could be that they want the component to me mostly, they want to wait until
it says HaKochav, maybe because it's earlier.
Closer to.
Right. But again, that's not going to help me with my question. What should I do if I know I'm on my way to Shul, I'm going to Shul in an hour from now, 2 hours from now? Should I count Sefira? Or should I wait until the Tzibur davens, and I daven with the Tzibur, and then the Shliach Tzibur, and then finally all of us count? Is there some sort of unification that we're all counting together? You know, usually Barov HaMajas Melech is Shevach V'Hodoyah. I mean, Sefiras Omer has nothing to do with Shevach V'Hodoyah. I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe as we go through this, we'll somehow shed a light on it. So far, what I see in the Mishnah Berurah is that it seems that Sefiras Omer is really integrated into the fabric of Tefillah. I have no clue as to why that should be. Maschil Lisfar Nashim Bavonim Pturus Mi Mitzvah Zu Dali Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. That's a big issue whether or not Sefiras Omer is Man Groma. Some say that Sefiras Omer is not really Man Groma. I mean, we can only count when is an Omer, right? We're counting the days of the Omer. We brought the Omer, and we're counting the days of the Omer. But Sefira itself is not a mitzvah seishas man grom.
If you have one day at night to count, how can you say it's?
Well, it's man grom means that for the balance of the year, other than those 49 days, you can't count. So that does sound like a classic mitzvah seishas man grom. The Ramban has a list of mitzvah seishas man grom in Masechet Kiddushin. He does not mention Sefiras Omer. It's not on his list. Now, what should women do? So the Magen Avraham writes, "Miyukvar shavya alayu chova." Now, this is really fascinating. According to the Among Avraham, women have accepted upon themselves as an obligation to count spirit. I haven't seen this. I mean, there are women who are careful about spirit, but I wouldn't say it's the outstanding minhag. The Mishnah Berurah didn't recognize the Kimiduma Dim to say the Lo Nagu Nashim Kach. Custom say for Shulchan Shalom Da Kabbal Yevarku Da Vada Yitu Biyom Echad the Gamal Pi Rov Einam Yodin Pirushan Milos. So there are a number of reasons why women should leave out the bracha. Again, if you're a Sephardic woman, then you leave out the bracha because it's a mitzvah seishes mine grum. You never make a bracha. But if you're an Ashkenazic woman, there's still reasons to leave out the bracha. Number one, he says that what are the chances that she's going to finish all 49 days? And once she leaves out a day, you know, she may have completely undermined the mitzvah of sphira, and then that's going to be one of the issues that we have to address. And then he says that maybe they don't understand what the spirit is. Einam yodin pirushan bilos. I mean, this really sets us back 100 years. You know, when the Chofetz Chaim was, you know, when he bemoaned the situation of women and the ignorance amongst women. That's why he pushed Tzar Shneir, you know, to create the Beis Yaakov movement. So it makes sense that women would read something without understanding the words itself. Today, that's hardly the case. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim was very successful, and since then, many seminaries for women, schools for women, have taught women. They know what they're counting. Sometimes they know better than the men. And to say that they won't complete the sphere, I don't know. There's a person. What if I know I'm going for surgery, Hashem, right in the middle of the sphere, and I'm going to be comatose for a day? Should I not count the Omer with a bracha because I know I'm going to miss a day? That's an interesting question. And not only that, are you going to say about every woman that she knows she's not going to complete the sphere? She's telling you she'll complete the sphere. There also seems to be a Kabbalistic reason why women should not necessarily be counting the Omer. That's based on Kabbalah. I don't see the Mishnah Berurah mentions it here. Maybe we'll see it in one of the notes. So let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Im shachach lispar betchilas alayla holich v'sofer kol alayla." So clearly, he wants you to count the Omer as early as possible, but it'll give you the whole night to do so. Kol alayla, he calls it. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol shlo over alayla lo nafik adayim bechalal kosu tmimus tiyena." So as long as he hasn't missed the entire night, it's still called Tmimos. Then the Mechaber says, "U mitzvah kol echad v'echad lispar li atzmo." As the principle of Shomer Kohen is suspended in this case. And why is that so? The Mishnah Berurah in Hay says, "The ksiv u sfartem lachem." Lachem addresses every single individual, requiring each one to do his own sphira. Behine. Here, in the case of Sfiras Omer, because of the Pasuk Sfaratam Lachem, is Gilsa Torah, the Torah is revealed to us, the Lo Yotza, Kol Kama de Lo Sofar Bi'atzma. So he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah unless he counts it himself. So the principle of Shomer Ka'on is suspended with regard to Sfiras Omer by virtue of the Pasuk Usfartem Lachem Shetei Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Aval Yesh Min Achronim. Okay, he's now quoting another opinion. Maybe we'll see this in the Bir Halacha. Shekos V'De Kavonis HaTorah Yirak D'Lo Neima D'Mitzvah Zu Abezdin Levad Koi Kimo B'Shmitin V'Yovlos D'Ksiv Usfartem Lach Usfartem Lach El Dekoy Al HaTzibur, meaning every individual member of the Tzibur. Amol Be'emes Im Yishma Shechavero Sofar, Im Shoma Mechavero Shesofar, if he hears somebody else is counting, V'skami Lotzeis, V'gam Chaver Kivim Lahotzi, Yotza. So according to this Yishman Achronim, you can be yotze with someone else's sphira, and the pasuk v'lachem is coming lafuke bezdin. It's not just an exclusive obligation to come upon bezdin. Everyone has their own obligation, but ein hachinami, they can be yotze by hearing the sphira of someone else. Now he adds the proviso that is coming lotzes. So if he didn't have kavanah to be yotze, then he's not yotze. So Shomei HaKohanah always requires kavanah lotzes. Let's take a quick look at the Be'er Halacha. Mitzvah kol efevecha mishnah brurish b'nei machlokes akronim amirim b'zeh Shomei HaKohanah machlokes alavush v'chok Yaakov im apri chodosh d'levush v'chok Yaakov k'mo d'li inyan lulo d'ashin al katem lachem v'chol echa v'echa k'mo chen hocha tzor kol echa v'echa v'atzmo l'spar. In other words, we have a din of lachem and lulav. I can't be yotzi vicariously through your netil sulav. I have to take it myself, and that's a lekachem lachem. Here too, svartem lachem means I can't be yotze through your sphere. I have to do my own sphere. That's one opinion. Upri chadash mekel, upri chadash allows you to be yotze through someone else's sphere. You know, this might give us a push for concluding that while the shatz is counting, the tzibur should count along with him. Because otherwise, at least according to the Brit Chadash, he'll be yotze when he hears the counting of the tzibur. And then he can't possibly count with a brach. What I say makes sense?
By virtue of the fact that the shas is counting, is it doesn't we don't we say he has the kavanah to yotze to motze?
According to Brit Chadash, for sure, that's correct. And if I have my commensurate, you know, kavanah to be yotze, then I am yotze according to Brit Chadash. But if I'm going to go ahead and make a brach and count myself, which is, I think, the common meaning, is it not?
Yeah.
So then I'm in trouble if I was already yotze with the prichodah. According to prichodah, I was yotze with the shat. So I'm going to have a kavanah shalol lotzes, a negative kavanah. Not everybody has that kavanah. So you really, again, I wouldn't mind as far as the spirit. You know, if you're yotze spirit and you count a million times, it doesn't bother me. But if you're going to make a bracha and you already was yotze, you fulfilled your obligation by hearing the shliach tzibur's spirit. You know, I think the best option and the ideal situation would be to avoid hearing the counting of the shots and then going ahead and making a bracha. You should either maybe make the bracha along with him, or make the bracha before him, or count before him, or count along with him. But if you can hear his bracha, then his sphira, and then go ahead and make your own bracha afterwards with your own sphira. I don't know. You have a problem with the pre-chadish, because the pre-chadish seems to insist that you already fulfilled your obligation when you heard it from the shliach tzibur.
It's not the same as in shuls that make hadalah back in Motzei Shabbat, where you may say amen, but to have the kavanah not to be yotze.
Why? Because you want to come home and make hadalah.
Yes.
So you're going to have to rely, I think it's Rabbi Yonu who says negative kavanah completely knocks you out. But again, you know, it's always a problem to tell a tzibur to have a negative kavanah. You know, you're organizing a synagogue and you're expecting that every single person who's hearing is going to have a negative kavanah, not to be yotze. It's very strange because, you know, you have one person standing up in front of the whole tzibur. You assume that that's part of the ritual, that you should be keen and focused in on what that person is reciting. No. You should have kavanah shalol lotzei. So why is he counting? Just on a balabate shalom. You know, it's a little bit sticky. Like, for example, Shechiyonu on the night of Yom Kippur, we all say it along with the shliach tzibur. That makes sense, because otherwise, if you hear the shliach tzibur's bracha, you were yotzei through Shomei Ka'ona, or maybe even without Shomei Ka'ona, you were yotzei when you said Amen, and now you're going to go ahead and make your own bracha. You already were yotzei. Virtually, you made the bracha in. So therefore, say it along with the Shlich Tzibur. Have you seen that?
Well, yes.
I think it's in the Matzorim.
In many Matzorim, it says, say it word for word.
Word for word.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, if maybe in Svius Omi you should be counting word for word. Because otherwise you might be yotzing with his counting, and then you're going to make a bracha. That's a problem.
But then again, women should not say it if they make Shechayan over an arrow for Yom Kippur.
Right. So let's just see. He says, "Al yesh ben achron shekos the kavonas haTorah rak lo nemes al bezdin." So the chiddush of lachem is that it's not on bezdin; it's on every individual. But he can be yotzi by hearing it from someone else. So in the Be'er Halacha, three lines up from the bottom, he says that Rashi and Menachem seems to assume lekol echav yech shkol echav yech chayv lisfar, and the Chiddush Rashi explains Rashi that if the Kavanas HaTorah is litzibur levad v'lo lechol yochid v'yochid havile lememer usfartem levad v'lishtok v'midika omar lachem, we're on page 188, Mashva de Baloma Lachol Echa. Hare da Mitzvah Shachal Kol Yochiv Yochiv Bifnei Atzmo. However, if you look at the Maritz Chayis, he seems to mash that one person could be Motzi his friend in Sphir Sa'omer. In Ken Ki Balnu, Mi Rabo Seinu, Asmachto, Sphir Sa'omer Ba'am Mido, the Tzimei Echel, Chermesh Ba'kama, we read it as kima. The land of Hashem in kama ube amida. So you need a kama. Kama means amida. On. Motzoi Shabbos, Sha'omer Mleachet Tfilas Arbis V'Nom, Tzitzin in the Nogu Shon Levar Shatz Mi'umod, Kol Kol Anun Omein, Bekavon Shal Latriach Hatzibo Lachsav Olamon, Chin Kosev Al. Okay, so what's he getting? A Mashma the Yotzim is Sfiroso. So he has Rishonim who would maintain that you are Yotze by hearing the counting of another. The Im Kavanosim Hushein Yotzim Vakru Bracha Greda. Okay, fine. Now, the Mechaber says on top of 188, Vitzarech lispar mi'umad, right, that we derive from Bakoma, Ulevarech tchila, he should recite the bracha as he would on any, before any mitzvah, and again, in terms of the bracha, you can be yotzei with someone else's bracha. That's not an issue. But the minhag is that everyone makes the bracha and counts himself and does not rely on the shliach tzibur. Again, this seems to be problematic because he heard the bracha of the shliach tzibur. How could he then go ahead and make his own bracha? I don't know. Uvilvad sheyovin oso halosha. So you're allowed to recite Sfira in any language, as long as you understand that language. If you don't understand the language, then even if you counted the Lashon Kodesh, you wouldn't be yotzei. Now, I'm not sure, is this a separate din in Sfiras HaOmer? Is this a unique halacha? Because, for example, Kriya Shema, let's say I don't understand Kriya Shema. Could be I'm yotzei if I read it in Lashon Kodesh, even though I don't understand. Let's see if there's anything here in the Shaar Tzion. Oh, beautiful. Yes, my Kasha. You see the second line in the Shaar Tzion. It says, V'after b'chol makum yotzim lo shekodesh al pisha eno mevin. And he sends you back to Ilchus Kriyat Shema. But hocha gori, here it's a separate Allah. it's not hasten to svir. If you don't know that you're counting, that's not called svir. Svir means you know you're counting.
Right. For instance, you would say like the night of Lag BaOmer, and it's not yet nightfall, and you just tell someone, or maybe it is, and you don't yet. Tonight's Lag BaOmer. That's not counting, is it? Or, you know, you say.
I don't know if you're saying tonight is the 33rd day of the Omer, maybe that's
but
counting. You don't have kavanah for the mitzvah, is that what you mean?
Right, you can still count with a brach, one can still count with a brach, you're just indicating tonight is Lag BaOmer, but not in the sense that you're counting. Now, I can't always hear that.
Does counting mean that I have to count, you know, this and then, you know, sequence, or counting means I just tell you what day of the Omer it is. Maybe that itself is counting.
I'm pointing out that you're naming tonight as tonight is Shavuos, tonight is Lag BaOmer. It's not as if you're one is counting.
So again, that depends what your definition of counting. Let's say I would define counting as telling you what, declaring what day of the Omer it is. If that's what counting is, if I tell you today is Lag BaOmer, I'm telling you today is the 33rd day of the Omer. So that itself might be counting. But I'm just curious about this halacha that he says over here that even if you don't that if you don't know the language and you recite it in Lashon Kodesh, then you're not Yotze. I think that's a separate halacha in Sfira.
Yeah, that's very odd, because we have this idea about, you know, Lashon Kodesh being like paramount,
and even if you don't understand, you're Yotze.
Right.
That's what he mentions in the Shatzion in Hilchos Kriyatshma. But here in Sfir is a separate halacha that you have to count. If you don't know what you're counting, you didn't count. You may have enunciated the words, but that's not called counting. And then it gets back to your question about saying tonight is Lag BaOmer. Is that counting or is it not counting? If defining the day in its numerical terms in the Omer is counting, then you were Yotze as soon as you told him it's Lag BaOmer. So that's a bit of a problem. Okay, so the Mechaber says you have to stand when you count. I don't think that's likuva, but lechatchila, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, the Darshanim go to town on this halacha of Amida. You know, when a person is counting, he's indicating his progress. You know, it's not the first day of the Omer, I've already reached the 45th day of the Omer. You know what I'm saying? That's how far I am. So if you're proud of something, you want to shout about it, and you want to stand up, and when you stand and you do something, it's out of a sense of pride. Anyway, so how do you count? So the Mechaber says, Sofer Yomim VeHashavuos. He counts both the days and the weeks. But this is based on two psukim. Because one pasuk says Tisru Chamishim Yom, and the other pasuk says Shiva Shavuos Tisfar Loch. Now it could be that Shiva Shavuos Tisfar Loch only applies when you complete a week. When you're within that week, there's only a mitzvah Tisru Chamishim Yom, but there's no mitzvah of Shavuot. Or should we say no, that there's a mitzvah counting weeks? Every week has to be counted. The nafkamina is, do you have to mention the weeks during in the middle of the week? You know, I understand you'll have to mention the week when you get to a new week. So he says, "Im sifer yomim l'chud v'lo hiskir shvuos yesh om sheyotze b'di'evet." That if he fulfills the mitzvah tisru chamishim yom, so then he fulfills his mitzvah. Yesh om sheyotze l'achzav l'ispar yomim u'shvuos kiddid. V'alkein chozer v'sofer v'lo bracha. So that I would have said it depends on whether you got to a new week. If you got to a new week, certainly the Torah wants you to count weeks. Now you have to count the new week. It's not the first week, it's the second week. Not the second, it's the third, etc. he's saying no, that that your yotze, even if you left out weeks completely, it doesn't qualify that statement. He gives you a couple of achronim here in the Shaar Tzion, and he tells you who maintains that your yotze without shavuos. You know, this also might depend upon whether mitzvah sphere someone today is oraisa or derabbanan. If it's only a zeichel lemigdash, then maybe just counting days is enough to achieve a zeichel lemigdash. If on the other hand it's a mitzvah doraisa, then I assume that back in the day when the omer was brought, they counted both days and weeks, because the pasuk says shiva shavuos tispar la. If it's only a zecher, maybe you could accomplish that zecher by counting days. Tisru chamishim yom. Now at the end of this Mishnah Berurah Zayin, he says v'yimona shavuos v'lo yomim. What's in the reverse case? He counts weeks and not days. He goes shavuot yom hashvi ayom shavuot echad v'lo hizker yomim klal l'kuli alme lo yotza. The, you know, this requirement tisru chamishim yom is an absolute critical requirement. It's amazing to me that he doesn't quote any dissenting view on this. He says, "Kuli alma lo yotze." I don't know. I certainly could have come to a different conclusion logically. That if he counts, if this is the end of the first day of the Omer, obviously it's the seventh day of the Omer. I don't know. Does he have to spell out, the number of the days? I wonder what happens if he writes the number on a piece of paper. Well, for that matter, a mute person, Rachmana Lassano, or somebody who cannot speak at that moment. Is it enough if he writes it? So that touches on the famous question of Ksiva Kedibur Dom. Now, the question of the Nusach here is touched upon by the Ramah. Because the Mechaber says, Ketzav Yom Rishon Omer Hayom Yom Echad, and the Ramah is Ba Omer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Merov Poskim HaNusach La Omer. Now, I'm not sure what he means by HaNusach. I think he means the Nusach of Sphira. He doesn't mean the Nusach of the Ramah. The Ramah clearly says Ba Omer. Ikar HaDomer Zeh Eino El Chathchilo. Wow, that's interesting. So let's say tonight, last night I said 45. That's all I said. I don't know. To me, this is a little bit strange. Yeah, because if he doesn't hear the word Omer, so what is he counting? I mean, today's 45. What does that mean, today's 45? That's what he says. L'chadchilo k'dei levoyer shumone miyom shekrivas Omer v'holavim lo Omer ela hayom kach v'kach nami yotz. I wonder if everybody agrees with that. That if he doesn't add the word Ba'omer, Allah Omer, he's Yotze. Actually, let's just think. The Sfaradim will say Hayom Chamisha V'Arboim Yom. I know that they'll say La Omer. Right? They also add the word La Omer. I mean, he left out the word La Omer and he was Yotze. Wow. That's a chiddush. You know, this is like the Ger HaFok. Every time you learn it, you come up with new ideas, new chiddush. Okay, fine. Atzim Agil Shiva Yom V'Yoz Omer Hayom Shiva Yomim Shem Shavua Echad. Hayom Shavua Yomim Shehem Shavua Echad. I don't get it. The Ramal leaves out Ba'omer, and the Chaver, excuse me, leaves out Ba'omer or La Omer. I mean that the Mishnah Berurah said that in lo omer el hayom kach v'kach nami yotzo. I don't know, it just seems to me now that the Mechaber is saying exactly that, but he's not saying yotzo, he's saying that that's what you should be counted. I don't know, it's a little bit of a pill to me why the Mechaber leaves out the word ba'omer. Do you follow my problem?
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah is saying that in the Eved you could be Yotze even without Ba'omer, but the Mechaber doesn't even mention Ba'omer. It sounds like he's satisfied with just mentioning the number, even L'chatchila, even as L'chatchila, because he's saying Ketzad. What? How are you meant to count? And he says Hayom Yom Echad. He doesn't mention the word Ba'omer. Maybe later on in the Mechaber he'll clarify this. I don't know. Right now, it seems like the Mechaber is advocating that we leave out the word Ba'omer.
Throughout the sif here, in parentheses, it seems relevant.
And the Mechaber leaves it out. So I don't know, the Mechaber doesn't know about the word Ba'omer. V'yom ha-shmini yom ha-yom shmoni yomim shem shavu achad v'yom echad. Again, he leaves out the word Ba'omer. V'chein an she'egil ar-bo'em every time the Rabbi adds the word Ba'omer. Is the Mishnah Berurah aware of this? I don't know, he doesn't seem to relate to this. He just says, B'di'evid yotzei without Ba'omer. But he doesn't entertain the possibility of L'chatchila leaving out the word Ba'omer. Is he? Because he's not despoiled from the language of the Mechaber for some reason.
What does the Rambam say?
I think we'd have to bring the Rambam. We had a Rambam here, but it wasn't the right volume. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number 10 on page 189. So now he's taking up this idea that we hinted at before, that the critical requirement of Shiva Shavasos Tmimos Tiena, that you have to count Shiva Shavasos Tisparloch, that's only when you complete a week. So yesterday I mentioned that we completed a week. Today I didn't mention it's the week plus, and I'm Yotze. So even though the Mechaber says, Hayom Shmono Yomim Shem Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad, implying that you have to count the week, which I did yesterday. Nevertheless, I still have to do it today. Okay, I think we'll take then the Mishnah Berurah says v'cheinim lo omar elo hayom shavu echad v'yom echad. So he didn't mention it was 8 days in the omer v'lchud nami yotz asherei kar hizkir hayomim sha'avru kol echad v'yomo. It seems like he's being mitzarif all the spheros together into one continuum. So even though today he's only mentioning that it's a week and a day, so he didn't mention it was 8 days, but since he's been counting all the days until now, each day in its proper time, then he's Yotze. Then he points out that it's Shavua Echad and not Achas, because the word Shavua is Loshen Zohar. V'chein omrim shnei Shavuos v'lo shtei Shavuos, to Shavua Loshen Zohar. Ad Asara Omer Yomim. So should he say Yomim or Yom? So he says up until the 10th day he should call it Yomim, and from the 11th day and on he calls it Yom. Kein yesh lomar minyan hamuot mitchila. He should always start with the smaller number first. Echa v'esrim. So that's only an ideal, to brush up your language. The Mechara continues and he completes Sif Aleph with the words V'al derech zeh moneh v'holech ad mem tes yom. And the Mishnah Berurah attaches a comment. He says, "Minag lomar achar asvir yiratzon shibana beis hamigdash klomar v'oz l'kayim mitzvahs havas haomer yeshno gam kin lomar mizmar Elohim yichaneni." Now the Mechaber says in Beis, "Im tou biyom hamu'unan birchal svir sa omer chozrim lispar kishetekshach." So he accidentally recited the Omer with a bracha before it got dark, before nightfall. So in such a case, he has to again count after nightfall. So if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, he says, "Kosav Achron Dim Omer Beloshen Achik Yom Yom Lamed Tes Omer Hayom Arboim Chaser Achas Nami Yotza Chozrin Humi Divrei Rashba B'Tshuva Mavur Sham Shehakahal Ispalu Gam Mayriv Kodem Linyan Mayriv Ein Lem Lachzul Ispal Mishum Tircha Ditzibura Gakla Inyan Sfira Lomash Kifinon B'Sidur Lomash Kifinon." With the evidence they dab Meir before nightfall, they yotze, and we're not going to force them to be Toreach the Tzibra and recite Meir again. But as far as Svira, is Lomash Gethina Bitircha Didhu, and therefore we're going to ask him to recite Svira a second time around when after nightfall. And again, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in just 1 second whether he makes a brach on that second Svira. He says, "Ki eich yomar lemoshal asor yomim v'enom elotisha." How can you count asor yom? It's only the ninth day. So now he has to count again at night. Mishatechshach, Lusfar Mishatechshach, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Bebracha," he's got to recite a bracha. Even though he recited a bracha just an hour ago, but that was too early. So the first bracha would seem to be a bracha of atola. Amidagdikin, but Salome Devin Adin Haya Efshal Ahakel Lispar Mishatechshach. Even if it's before Tzeisak Hachavim, this is really the first time in this siman that the Mishnah Berurah is addressing the issue of Bein Hashmashos. Now, Bein Hashmashos classically in the time period after sunset but before the Tzeisak Hachavim is called Safek Yom Safek Laila. If we assume, like most Rishonim, that Sfiras Omer is Derabbanan Bizman Hazeh, then you could apply the principle of Safek Derabbanan Lekula and allow you to count the Bein Hashmashos. Again, L'chatchila, he wants you to wait till Tzeisak Hachavim to be sure that it's Laila. So the Medagdikin are going to wait till Tzeisak Hachavim when it's Vare Laila. And hence we understand the Mechaber who says, "Hamedagdikim einam sofrim at Tzeisak Hachavim v'chein roi lasos." But in the evidence, if he made a bracha Bein Hashmashos, he was Yotze. The Eliyahu Rabbah has a doubt about this, and he has a tzad to say, "Nochon shiachsa v'yispar b'tzeisak Hachavim v'li bracha," that if he counted during Bein Hashmashos, he should count again after Tzeisak Hachavim, just leave out the bracha. But we're more interested in this case of a Yom HaMa'unon, where he counted with a bracha, and yet it's not ready yet. It's still light out. And on that, we saw in the Mechaber that in a case of Tov Yom HaMa'unon and Birchal Sfiras Omer Chozrim Lispar Mishatechshach, he has to do a repeat Sfira, and the Mishnah Berurah says with a bracha. Again, this is all before Bein Hashmashos. If it was during Bein Hashmashos, then b'di'evad we would say he's Yotze. Let's look at the Mechaber in Siv Gimel now on the top page 190. Amispal imat sibur mibod yom. If they're davening Ma'ariv and it's early, so let's say it's Bein Hashmashos Sofek Laila. So again, b'di'evad we said you could be Yotze with the Sfira. He says Moni Yimoyim below Bracha. He should count together with the tzibur, but leave out the bracha. If he is lucky and he remembers at night, he'll count a second time, but this time with a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says the following: Yesh ma'achronah shepirshu da'ayinu ben hashmash shu sofek laila v'yotzim boz yidei sphir l'postus yisoy sphir b'zman ezed rabban achim hu gotzel l'dagdik v'luspar v'tzeis ha'chavim chamei mechaber du yimnei moyim pen yishkach achar kach. It's a good idea to count during ben hashmash together with the tzibur so that he shouldn't in event that he forgets to count later on. The yachshav v'dayti should have in mind a t'nai. If I remember later on at night, Einani Rotza Lutzis Bisphira Zu, I wasn't Yotze with this counting. Al Kenk, Shigiazman Achkach Yivarach V'Yispar. And the Sphira, the Broch, is justified by the fact that he made this Tanai, that if I remember later on, I'm not going to be Yotze with the Sphira of now. Let's look in the Bir Alocha. He says, Mashma mehem, it seems according to the poskim to be plaga mincha l'kulyama yochel limnos. So plaga mincha, which is a full hour and a quarter before shkia, that's way too early. V'dad yesh harbi achronim, he gives a whole list. The mefarshim bo yom hainim plaga mincha l'mala, may the cover moni mohem, hainim yishum di afal gav to me ikra din kol zman shein olayla in a royal en izman tfspira. Yosem Kriyat Shema Tefila Kevin Dechashiv Le Zu Lahascholas Laila. So since he considers at the beginning of the Laila of a Koran Shema Mispal and Mayriv is Yesh Lachshov a Laila in Yin Sphira, some sort of greater halachia that since he considers his time period as Mayriv as Laila as far as Mayriv as far as Kriyat Shema and Tefila, Memeli can consider it as Laila as far as Sphira and accomplish the zechel of English of sphere. Komar the af mishu tamad chacham im libo nokfo shema yitore v'yishkach lispar b'yechidus yochel lispar matzibur ach lo yivarech oz al kol ponim to mikra din enos man sphere. So he says the following, that it could be that he's in this situation where he's nervous, he's afraid that he'll forget to count later on. But nevertheless, he shouldn't make a bracha because it's really not the zman of sphira. But at least, better than nothing, he'll end up with that sphira. Ela shalom machinon v'minig osanam komos, for those who have the minig of reciting a bracha on sphira that early, we're not going to be... we're not going to put them into cherem, so to speak. That's the only way they can maintain and remember that there was that there is a mitzvah sphira, and if he's not going to do it, then he's not going to do it at all. However, if he reminds himself, as kshagia laila yivarech v'yispar. V'yeno brachal v'atol the sphere kamaisa lav klumu mi'ikar ad-din. He doesn't seem to advocate in the case of somebody who's afraid that he might forget sphere that he should count with a bracha. But later on when he counts and it's laila, after tzeis, if he reminds himself, he should make a bracha. And again, the reason why it's not a Brachal Vatol, Chori was Yotze ready with the first counting, is because Enochinami wasn't Yotze with the first counting. Okay, then we'll stop here.